It's Mike and Kim Burge kicking it off for a good dose of the good stuff. We're happy that you are here. Let's talk a little bit about our sponsors before we get into more of the good stuff, such as Tri-State Livestock News. You know, all aspects of agriculture are covered in Tri-State Livestock News. There's information on about everything ag-related that you can come up with. It's right there in Tri-State Livestock News. It's a comprehensive weekly coverage. Make sure you check it out. You can go to tsln.com and get your subscription today.
50 things to do in Cherry County, Nebraska, and you can find them online at visitvalentine.org, like the Niobrara Scenic River, number one in river adventures in the Midwest, or Merritt Reservoir, International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. Also, Quiet Trails International, the first in the Northern Hemisphere. Check it all out. Visitvalentine.com. We'll see you in Cherry County.
Hey, Mike. Imagine. Hey. And everyone listening, imagine that you were born in 1900.
1900, like 124 years ago.
Exactly. When you were 14, so you'd be old enough to realize the consequences.
Are you going to make me do math?
Nope, no math. World War I began, and it ends at 18 years old with 22 million dead. Shortly after that, a global pandemic, flu called Spanish, kills 50 million people. You come out alive and free, and now you're 20 years old. Then at 29, you survived the global economic crisis that started with the collapse of the New York Stock Exchange, causing inflation, unemployment, and hunger. At 33, the Nazi come to power. You turn 39 when World War II starts and ends at 45. During the Holocaust, 6 million Jews die. There will be over 60 million deaths in total. When you're 52 years old, the Korean War begins. At age 64, the Vietnam War begins and ends at age 75. A boy born in 85 thinks his grandparents have no idea how difficult life is, but they have survived several wars and disasters. A boy born in 1995 and now 29 years old thinks it's the end of the world when his Amazon package takes over 3 days to arrive and when he doesn't get more than 15 likes for his photos posted on Facebook or Instagram. In 2024, many of us live comfortably, have access to different sources of home entertainment, and often have more than we need. But people complain about everything. However, they have electricity, food, phone, hot water, and a roof over their heads. But mankind survived far more disastrous circumstances and never lost the joy of living. Maybe it's time to be less selfish, stop complaining, and stop crying. That's all if you had been born in 1900. All those things you would have seen firsthand.
I think most of our listening audience does have a firm belief in the Second Amendment. So I've got some gun logic at its best today, some things for you to think about. 11 teens die each day because of texting while driving. Maybe it's time to raise the age of smartphone ownership to 21.
Hey, I like that idea.
If gun control laws actually worked, Chicago would be Mayberry, USA. The Second Amendment makes more women equal than the entire feminist movement. Legal gun owners have over 300 million guns and probably a trillion rounds of ammo. Seriously, folks, if we were the problem, you'd know it. When JFK was killed, nobody blamed the rifle. I have no problem with vigorous background checks when it comes to firearms. While we're at it, let's do the same when it comes to immigration, voter ID, and candidates running for office. And folks keep talking about another civil war. One side knows how to shoot and probably has that trillion rounds of ammunition. The other side has crying closets and is confused about which bathroom to use. Now, tell me, how do you think that's going to come out?
Whoa.
Okay. Oh, I got a little political. I know. I'll put that one away and we won't do that one again.
Okay. What we'll say about that is, folks, it's coming up. Time to vote. Make sure you vote.
We do encourage everybody to get out. It is a privilege. It is a right. It is a responsibility to get out and vote. No matter what side you're going to go for there, make sure you get out and vote on November the 5th. And again, happy anniversary, Kim, today. And that's the good stuff.